Take that, sucker.
I love the way you work that sword.
Careful, I might use it on you.
I wouldn't mind that at all.
Someone's here super early avoiding being at home.
Imogen, I was in the middle of a quest with Sir Excellence.
You've been online with your creepy BF all week. Have you even eaten? Let's get breakfast.
He's not creepy.
Oh, you've met him. In real life?
No, but he has a deep voice.
Like a 40-year-old basement troll.
He says he's from high school and I trust him.
You don't even know him.
He has problems with his parents like me. He has a mean older brother like me. We talk a lot. He always asks me how I'm feeling.
You're actually falling for this guy.
Maybe.
Well, can you at least find out who he is?
I don't want to ruin what we have.
Well, if what you have is real, then you won't. Promise.
Okay, I promise. Take my laptop back. Whatever it takes. Smells good.
What are you doing? We have to go to school.
I'm caramelizing onions. I figure if I can nail this, Chef Kaz might let me try it at the restaurant. Maybe tonight.
Didn't your gang watchman Jose set up a meeting with your mom today after school?
Yeah, right. I probably won't be able to make it. I might have to be at the restaurant.
Sig, this is really important.
So is his job.
It's okay to be nervous. It's a big deal. Why did she kick you out? It's okay. Please just tell me.
I was selling pot out of the store. She had no idea. This guy came looking for me to rob me, and I wasn't there. Mom was. So was my little brother. The guy had a gun.
Oh, Zig.
My mom gave me the chance to leave the gang, but I didn't. She may never forgive me, and honestly, I don't blame her.
I can come with you tonight if you want, for moral support.
This is just something that I need to do on my own.
Okay. Oh, Sig, your onions are burning.
We got an A- on our business proposal. That's got to be like the highest mark in the class. Connor, what'd you get?
Into Caltech. Early acceptance.
My man, congrats.
I didn't even apply to schools. I have no future.
Says you. Look, I've been doing the math. I think we can turn Double D into a legit business.
I mean, that's a stupid idea. We can't throw parties for the rest of our lives.
Why not? We'd be awesome at it.
Because it's kids stuff. I was supposed to be working in the mayor's office before Mr. Hollingsworth fired me. I want to do something big.
So I'm not good enough for you.
Don't be an idiot, Dallas. All right, that's not what I meant.
All right. Since you're so above it. I'm single D from now on.
Becky, remember from that investigation we did?
When we sent your brother to prison. Yeah, I remember. So how's life at home with the felon?
Terrible. So terrible that I've mainly just been playing this video game so I don't have to speak to my stupid family. Realm of Doom?
You play Realm of Doom.
Yeah, it's super fun. I even met a nice guy.
You want me to hack his account?
How did you know?
It's smart to look into him. Make sure he is who he says he is.
Yeah, exactly.
I can do it.
Yay.
But I won't.
What? Why not?
The security on those servers is mental. I'd have the feds crawling all over me. Just ask him for a picture.
I thought of that, but he could Google hot guy and send me any Channing Tatum wannabe.
Get him to write me on a piece of paper and take a picture with it. And have him send it right away.
I never thought of that.
That's what I'm here for, to help people find love online.
Imogen Marino for DTV. Tell me, what are your thoughts on this week's cafeteria menu?
I did a really bad thing.
Step into my office, tell Dr. Marino your problems.
It was awful to Dallas when he's basically my last friend.
What did he do?
Nothing. It's just everything's been garbage lately. Everyone's mad at me.
Right. The thing with Claire.
I have to top it all off. I got fired for hugging someone.
What? That's it?
Yeah, just because my boss has all these secret family issues.
Well, he can't do that. They have to have a reason to fire you or it's wrongful termination.
You're kidding. I love that job.
Well, then fight for it, dummy. Great news. Rexland is not a creepy old perv. Dr. Marino finds this very interesting.
Dr. Marino?
Yeah, she's very good. Oh. Thanks, Amy.
Oh. You're welcome. Kind of James Deany, right?
Yeah, there's some good jaw action happening. Mm-hmm. But it could be the angle. He's a pro.
What do you mean?
Well, he's working his good side, and it's shot from a low angle, and there's a hasty gram filter on it. Chewie, come here. What's this guy trying to hide?
Hunter?
Wait, you know him?
Of course I do. He goes here.
To Degrassi?
Yeah, he's probably gaming the Resource Center right now. Yeah, there he is.
That's Sir Excellence?
Otherwise known as Miles' wheezy little brother.
So he's not British?
No. Why do you guys have a picture of that Niner?
Oh! Niner?
Sir Excellence isn't the creepy old perv. You are. Becky, what?
Zig, man, don't forget to breathe. It is the most important thing about being alive, after all.
Hey, being alive, gotcha.
Since when do you get nervous?
You know, my mouth is really dry. Can we stop for some water?
Your mom will have some at her place. You know, the convenience store.
Not if she doesn't want to talk to me.
It could happen.
What? I thought you were supposed to make me feel better about stuff.
It's my job to help you, and sometimes that means being honest.
So she may never forgive me?
Zig, relax. You'll be okay.
I don't think I can do this.
Zig.
I'm sorry. Just... Zig! Hey, Miles, you know where your dad is?
So, a second downtown subway line.
Go nuts.
Is that your final word on the transit issue?
You know me, Jennifer. I don't change horses in midstream.
Well, thank you for your time.
You are very welcome.
Hi.
Bye-bye. You should not be here.
Look, I need to talk to you.
And we have nothing to talk about.
I just want my job back, sir.
And you can't have it back. Now, have a nice day.
I didn't do anything wrong. You know what happened wasn't my fault.
Drew, you crossed a line, and now you need to go.
So that's it? Look, I loved working for you. All I ever did was work hard. I was wrongfully terminated.
You're not going to get litigious on me, are you, Drew?
What? Look, all I want is my job back.
Bravo, 10 out of 10.
Oh, my God, I'm so sorry, sir. No, it's my mistake. Drew, can you give me a hand?
Yeah.
Tell me what that was all about.
I've got to go.
Kate, listen. If you ever change your mind, I'm Jennifer Doolittle with the interpreter. Call me, okay?
Princess, where have you been?
I don't think we can play together anymore.
What are you talking about?
It's just not the same for me. Things have changed. I know you go to Degrassi. It's just not a good idea with us both going to the same school. I like to keep my Realm of Doom life separate. I can understand that, right? I mean, that's why you're on here, too. To escape.
Well, Mr. Popular's eating alone.
What do you want, Miles?
Don't call the paper about my dad.
What can I tell the paper about your dad?
That he's having an affair with Andrea.
You know?
It's best if this stays a secret, okay?
He fired me, all right? That was totally unfair. You gotta understand what that's like.
My dad's a powerful man. Maybe he can get you something you need.
Like what?
He's got a lot of connections that might be useful to you. I'm sure you can come up with something. Just think about it. Please.
Onions, please. That's you, Novak. Novak. What is this? These onions are overcooked. I can't use this. This is my fault. You're not ready for this. Jamie, I need more onions. You go scrub the fingernail potatoes.
I just made one little mistake.
Yeah, but it's not your first mistake, is it?
Can't you see that I've changed?
No, not really. I'm not firing you, Novak. Just go deal with the
potatoes. I'm sorry, okay? I'm sorry that I'm not perfect. I know that I screwed up.
Take a breath. Take a breath. This isn't about me, is it?
No, it's not.
It's a small kitchen. There's no room for your baggage. You got issues with someone else, take it up with them, not me. Now, TikTok, I need those potatoes.
What is this?
Blackmail?
Just want to talk. Drew, I can't give you your job back, not after what you did.
With all due respect, sir, I don't think I did anything wrong.
Drew, you hugged my wife in front of my daughter. It was very confusing for her.
And none of that would have happened if you weren't having an affair with your campaign manager.
I am not going to sit here and discuss my personal life with a teenager. So what will it take? Make the idea of this affair vanish from your memory. I don't want your money. Honorable.
Firing me was unfair, and you know that. So, I only want what's rightfully owed to me as a former employee to help me move forward.
You still playing that game? You playing without your baby prince boyfriend?
Of course I am. I love it. Even without him. Plus, I blocked Hunter so that he can't find it.
Except in real life.
Hello, princess.
Sorry, can I help you?
Don't play dumb.
How did you know it's me?
You said you went to Degrassi, and you talk about Jesus a lot, so I put two and two together.
Oh.
I want all my stuff back. All the gold I gave you, my water walking boots, they were really expensive.
Yeah, that's fair. I'll leave it in a chest in our special place.
Oh, you mean that place where we had that awesome time kissing before you went ahead and ruins everything?
Becky, what is he talking about?
Look, I'm sorry I hurt your feelings, but it's over now.
Because you have to go and be a real girl. Everything's better when it stays online.
Hunter, Sir Excellence isn't real. Realm of Doom is just a game.
The fact that you would even say that proves that you don't get it. Real world people always disappoint. Online, I'm a hero. You want to live IRL, you go ahead, noob. Oh, and if you tell anyone about what we did in the Meadow of Zorath, I will find you and I will turn you into a troll.
That was intense. Wait, what did you do in the Meadow of Zorath?
Don't worry about it. I gotta get a life.
Feel like taking a break?
Trying to buy my friendship with food?
Not just any food. Wings. Honey garlic? Extra garlic?
Pass.
Look, a lot of stuff's been going wrong for me. I lost my friends, I lost my job. I even pushed my best friend away because I didn't realize he was there for me. I was an ass.
Yeah. You were.
You were in a tough spot. Caught between me and Allie, and I wasn't there for you on that. I need you back, bro. I need single D to be double D again. My life's not complete without your D. Yeah. heard it as soon as I said it.
Yeah, you did.
Here, I got something for you.
A letter of reference to Mr. H and contacts. Who are these people?
Every high society person Hollingsworth knows. We can use his contacts to get Double D party planning started for real. That is, if you still want to be partners.
Dude, you had me at extra garlic.
Stop, please. Seriously, I'm trying to do this.
That must be your mom.
I really wish Jose was here right now.
You can do fine without him, okay? I'll get the door. I'm proud of you. Hi, Miss Novak.
Hello.
Come in. Six just in there. It's nice to see you again.
You too. Mom. Hi.
Okay, save me some steak.
Come in, sit. Okay, so tonight, for your dining pleasure, we will be having a juicy cut of filet mignon with caramelized onions, fingerling potatoes, and asparagus. Made by yours truly.
I waited for you yesterday. You never came.
I was scared.
Of what? Aren't I? Let's eat. It's getting cold.
Leaving already?
Just wanted to say hi.
Hi.
And that I'm sorry.
You don't have to say it if you don't mean it.
I mean it. I was a jerk to you.
But I understand why you didn't think I was over Eli.
You don't have to explain. What you guys had was epic. It doesn't just end.
No, but it doesn't mean that you and I didn't have something. Or at least I thought we did.
We do. We did. We do did. I just hope you can forgive me. And then we can at least be friends again.
We'll get there.
It sucked not having you in my life. See you in the morning.
I'm studying in the caf in the morning with Allie and Jenna. Swing by and say hi.
Mom, can I talk to you for a second?
Not now.
Won't take long.
I said not now, Becky. No idea how we're going to manage these legal bills.
I made out with a boy I didn't know.
What?
I was feeling so unloved. I just needed someone to talk to, someone to pay attention to me.
Rebecca Baker, you were not that kind of girl.
Okay, it was in a video game, but it was still very taboo.
I don't understand.
Doesn't matter. The point is, you and Dad act like Luke is the only one going through something.
Look, we are doing our best. This is a trying time for all of us.
And I feel like it's all my fault. I thought I did the right thing.
Sweetie. still here for you too.
Thanks, Mom.
You know, you're right. If we're gonna get through this, we need to stick together. As a family.
I'm still part of the family.
Oh, of course you are. You're my daughter. I love you. Sticking together means you have to stand up for Luke at his trial. The family can count on you for that, right? Because we both know he didn't do anything wrong.